Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 66 degrees in the capital city. I don't know. Somebody was saying that I sound a little stuffed up. I am a little stuffed up. Allergy season is upon us on this, the first day of October. With us in studio is CG Matrician. CG is the owner of a place called Recycle Me Iowa. And if that name sounds familiar, that's because CG was in just a couple of weeks ago talking about the Urban Ambassadors. Good to see you again.
Yes, good to be back.
I mean, gee whiz.
I knew exactly where to come.
Yeah, you're kind of a regular already, right?
Yeah.
Well, when you were here for Urban Ambassadors, you know, we were talking about all of those things. And then I heard about this incredible thing, this new change in the whole world of recycling. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute because this is big news. This really is big news. But first, talk to us a little bit about what is Recycle Me Iowa.
Well, the simple elevator speech for Recycle Me Iowa is we are a recycling service for small businesses, apartment complexes, and we specialize in education and events. So we began to...
What? How does all that work?
Well, it started as a service just for apartment complexes because I lived in an apartment and it was a pain to recycle. So started calling people and asking questions. And next thing you know, a friend started a business plan. Another one started a website and we started solving the recycling gaps in Des Moines.
In apartment living in particular, right?
In apartment living in particular.
Now, what currently happens with apartment dwellers? And we're getting more and more apartments here in the Des Moines metro all the time. I mean, it's just on a building boom all over the city. Another 3,300 are expected to be built over the next year, metro-wide. So what happens now with recycling in apartment complexes?
Well, right now it's up to the landlords and property managers to provide that recycling option. There's also just a few drop-off sites in Des Moines. But like I said, when I first moved here, it was kind of a pain in my butt. And we just kind of started researching and asking questions and designed a service so every apartment tenant had access to a recycling program, whether their landlord did or did not provide that.
Now, somebody's going to be out there and say, well, wait a minute, how come it has to be by apartment? Why don't they just put a big old recycling bin out there next to the trash bin and get it done that way?
That's what has happened in the past.
And what happens then?
Some have been successful, but many have been unsuccessful. Yeah. What I have gathered through the last 5 years is there's just a lack of communication, whether it's to the tenants or to a cleaning service or, a property manager decided it and the landlord wasn't informed or there's just many communication errors.
My son was telling me this story. He says, you know, sometimes in apartment buildings, you go out there and you've got your recyclables or you've got your garbage and you look and in the recycling container or, you know, or in the garbage container are three or four mattresses. You can't put your garbage in there. You go, oh, look, there's a recycling bin. I'll just toss it in there. And it just kind of happens that way. And that's not good.
Yeah. So we tailorize the service to have it be a doorstep service. If you live in a home in Des Moines, you have a very simple, easy curbside recycling service. And I believe that there should be the same simple service for apartment tenants. So
it would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And your target market, when you're talking, there are different folks out there that are going to maybe recycle or not recycle.
Yeah.
Your current customer base, what's that made up of? Is it all across the age spectrum or all across the income spectrum? What do you think?
It's a little bit of everything. Yeah. I think that's why I love the recycling industry is because it can be looked at as a way to be frugal and to reuse your items and then recycle them, or it can be you want to make your place legitimately less trashy.
Right.
So you recycle. So it's across all boards of
sure,
income
everybody.
And everything.
Yeah. My mother, may she rest in peace, she lived on her own until she was 93.
Mm-hmm.
And she was heavily involved in recycling, loved to do that. Don't throw that over there. Put it over there. But then she lived in an apartment complex in Urbandale, and it was up to me to take her recycling from that complex back to my home to put it in the recycling bin at my home in Windsor Heights. And you're right. We that live in houses are pretty simple.
Yeah.
There's the brown thing that rolls away. There's the green thing that rolls away. But if you're wanting to do this in an apartment, it gets kind of tough.
Yeah. So we also found out that if people had a service, they would recycle more.
Sure.
And that's the success that the curbside recycling program brought to Des Moines. So instead of reinventing the wheel, we decided to just make it more accessible for more residents.
I'm always asking, okay, can this be recycled? Because there's so many different things, and it changes often.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's new technology, new things going on.
Yeah.
All right, so we've kind of set the story about Recycle Me Iowa, the company that you're with. But now there's a new change coming for apartment owners.
Tell us
about what this is.
It's a city mandate that's requiring all multi-family dwelling units to provide a recycling option for their tenants.
Wow.
So like I said, some dumpster stories were successes and some were failures, and the ones that were failures were removed from the premise. So we are offering a full service. We've got doorstep services, and we have partnered with Earthwise Disposal to help have dumpsters as well. So there's three different levels that landlords and property managers can have. Because the mandate will be in effect starting June 2016. Wow. And as soon as their renter certificates are to be renewed, they have to provide and show what recycling program they are giving their tenants for options.
So let me break this down because I'm kind of slow. So if I have an apartment complex in the city of Des Moines only?
Yep.
Okay, in the city of Des Moines, and I have 100 units in that apartment complex. By 2016, I must have in place a way for my 100 tenants in my 100-unit apartment complex a way to conveniently recycle.
Correct.
Yikes, that is a big change.
That's a big change, and it's actually been on the books for about the last 20 years.
Really?
But it's just kind of been looked to the wayside because there wasn't a lot of, you know, successful programs out there to help encourage us and help communicate with everybody. So,
well, this has got to be a big boon to you.
Yeah. Yep. We're prepping for the large growth, and honestly, we're really excited because we're finally seeing, you know, positive change and progression. And instead of it being a pain for landlords, we've set up multiple, you know, three different types of services that we can offer them, since every apartment complex and every building is a little bit different.
We're with CJ Matrician, ladies and gentlemen. She is with Recycle Me Iowa. So are you going from door to door, or are you going to these apartment owners and saying, hey, by the way, you know, there's something you guys might want to know about?
Well, what's kind of interesting about us is we've never really done any marketing or advertising. This has been a need that's been needed to be fulfilled, for, you know, a long time. So once people started hearing about our doorstep service, they realized that there was an option and a solution. So far everybody has contacted us, you know, via social media, Facebook, Twitter, website.
You never tell a marketing and advertising guy.
Yeah.
That you don't need to market or advertise.
Well, we definitely need it for growth, but what's been really cool is while we've been, you know, setting this up and making sure the pilot programs are successful, people have just come to us, and it's the city has helped, you know, all of our customers have helped build this business. So,
well, CJ, you know, but now with this new mandate coming up, you're going to have to, there's a lot of people that you're going to have to touch.
Yep.
So that they know about you.
Not yet. That's why we're coming back on the show to hang out with you and Business Insider.
Yeah. Yeah. So. This is really a major shift in policy for the city of Des Moines, that now if I own an apartment complex, I've got to give my residents an opportunity to have a recycling program. Wow.
Yeah.
If I owned that 100-unit place, could I do it myself?
That would be up to the city. I do know that they have approved our programs, and we're trying to help make it an easy change for landlords to go through without, you know, breaking the bank and,
sure.
You know, giving them multiple different levels of recycling services.
I think this is really astounding. Good stuff, and I'm glad that you came on to talk about it. I don't know if anybody else has been talking about this, but I think it's a pretty cool deal and good for you, and I hope that you just knock them dead out there and do all kinds of business.
Yeah, we hope to do some really good things out there, too.
All right. Her name is CJ Matrician. The company is called Recycle Me Iowa, and if you are an owner of a facility, you might want to kind of maybe talk to her. That would kind of help, wouldn't it? Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. CJ Matrician, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a deep move to the left because what we've got next is the Wall Street Report. We'll follow that up with the Iowa 25. We'll also take a look at the commodity numbers today. Thanks for being with us. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.